Good morning, everybody. This is WTBI's Morning Drive. My name is Bill Sturgeon. I'm going to be with you for about 50, 55 minutes today. Excuse me. I hope you all had a wonderful Turkey Day. And now we're in Turkey withdrawal. I really am had it now with Turkey, probably till Christmas. So, but I do, today, I'm kind of a relaxed, informative show. I have with me Fadi Aronson, and I went with the Polish princess and I, we went to a course at BCC, and it was on AI, and I have to tell you, it was fascinating. Now, I know we can push back and say, I'm not going to get into AI stuff. Well, you're already in it. You probably don't know that. When you're talking to somebody on the phone, it's not a person. And I don't mean your son-in-law, but it's Fadia has wonderful credentials. She's part of the BCC program. She was, and how I met her, and I was very fortunate to meet her, she was the principal at St. Agnes School. And now she's launched her own little business for educators. And we're going to talk about that because I think it's important that we all get at least a baseline understanding of it. Because I think everybody throws the words AI around, AI. And what is it? And Fadia, she's helping me understand it. And most of you know, if I can get a basic grasp of anything, then she's an expert teacher. So Fadia, what? First of all, good morning and thank you for doing this.
Of course, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And I join you in wishing that everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. We had a really nice one. I haven't cooked a turkey for so many years and I was forced to do it. It's a long story, different time, but it was great and we all had a wonderful time. And yes, AI is just everywhere. It's in our life.
Yeah.
And my message is about, you know, education. And my message is about resisting fear. I think the key is it's fascinating. There's so many benefits to it. There's so many challenges on the other hand. And the only way to be able to handle this is to put it all on the table and talk about it and trying to get to understand it better. And I tell people all the time, I have a family of five, my husband, myself, my three daughters. And of course, we have the dog and we have the turtle. And every one of us had their own opinion about AI, including the dog. So it's okay to have a different opinion about AI. No one should be pushing their own opinions on anyone, but education about it is a must.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, I've told this story before. Many years ago, I was assigned in Tucson, Arizona. And after today, I'm ready to go back. But my son, we got this thing. He was in kindergarten. And this thing from Apple, from the school, they were going to teach Apple on, it was a half a day. And Monday afternoon and Wednesday afternoons, they were going to teach about Apple. And I thought, what are they going to teach about Apple? They're round, they're red, they're green. And then I read further. It was a new computer. And, you know, long story short, we enrolled him for that. And then we bought him his own computer. And when he graduated from college, his first job in finance, he was hired because he was computer literate. And that's just when computers were taken over.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be the same way.
I remember when, you know, when I went to college, for my first degree in computer science, I believe in Syria, it was the second year, group of graduate for that field. So, and I remember, you know, the heavy, heavy computers and the expensive machines and The programming using, I used the first language I used, programming language was actually Pascal, which is torture compared to how AI is making coding so easy. Anyone, like a small business person who opened like a coffee shop could actually build their own website using AI. Someone who is, struggling to raise a family on their own and they need some help and support with like time management, advertising, marketing. There are tons of AI tools that people can use to enhance their life. But compared to the time when I started, it was ridiculous. I look at it now, within like half an hour, you can build a website. It's insane.
Well, my first recollection of computers was MS-DOS.
MS-DOS. I know, I know.
And it was like, this is the future? Oh my God.
Yeah.
But one of the things you brought out and the whole team brought out, and I think it's beneficial we share it. When you go on AI, your security, you can. Andy said, what do you say? This is my personal
Right.
not share or whatever.
Right. I think one of the biggest challenges and issues with people, which is absolutely, they're absolutely right about it, is privacy.
That's it.
Like we all by now know that AI trains on data, right? So whenever you ask AI to give you a feedback or like rewrite something or give you an answer, AI is going out and searching everywhere they can search. In the internet, like libraries, books, videos. So every time we put something out there, we are really scared that it's going to be out for everyone and for AI, for hackers. And the thing is, whatever model you use, and when I say models, I mean whether you use like ChatGPT or Claude or any of the other models where people are getting to know. There are always ways to protect your data and not include the data you enter in the pool that AI train on. You can literally click, do some changes in the settings and not include your data in the training and keep it private. There are so many measures. And hacking is not new. It's happened before AI, since we got into like the internet time. Even with our own very protective data, it's happening all the time. So the risk is there, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't be really careful and cautious. But there are ways that we need to educate ourselves about it. I am doing a workshop for Ali starting January 21st. It will be every Wednesday at 9:30. And my first session, it's six sessions. And the first one will be about, we are going to create accounts together. I'm not going to work with accounts that people had before, because I don't want to risk that. And I don't want to risk their privacy. So together, we're going to create accounts. And together, we're going to go over the settings and make sure that we disabled every, item that will, access our data. So.
And again, for the people, we'll repeat this a couple times. Ollie is the OSHA lifelong learning. And it's a housed at Berkshire Community College. I used to teach at Ollie. I've attended more, a lot of courses from Ollie, and I got to get more back into it. It's a wonderful. They have such fascinating learning. Say it again, learning courses, and you learn at your own speed. There's no tests. There's none. There may be some assigned reading. If you don't want to do it, you paid. You don't have to do it. But I'll tell you, Ollie is an asset to the college, but it's also an asset to the community. And Fadi is going to be teaching six. Did you say six courses?
Yes, it's going to be six sessions of the same course. So they're all about AI. And we're going to do something different every time. We're going to start with the basics, and then we're going to build up on that, on how to use it in our daily life. We're going to touch a little bit on integrity and authentic use of AI. And we are going to be exposed to different models and different tools that will help us as long, lifelong learners, which I am
Me
myself.
too.
I really appreciate the opportunity to meet with so many wonderful people, and I really, really can't wait for that to start. But we're going to cover so many aspects of AI, and we're going to build on people's interests. So I'm going to do like a little survey, which I do like all the time with my workshops. It's
Yeah.
not a package that's set to be delivered. It's very dynamic. So I'll do a little bit of survey and see where everyone stands and their, the group interest, and we'll go from there.
And the thing too, one last for Ollie, is that so many of the people that attend Ollie have been very successful in their own right. One of the
Absolutely.
courses I took there, the guy was an expert in retired a lawyer expert on fragging, you learn so much, and it's not slanted, it's just facts. It's not how, this person sees apples or that person sees apples. So I highly, but also, Fadi, you might want to tell them how they find out about your courses or.
So I have Vision Scholar is my website. If people go to visionscholar.com, they will find all the information they need to reach out to me, my email, my social media information. There's also a way for people to book a consultation with me. I do half an hour free
Oh,
consultation for
wow.
everyone, educators and community members, small businesses who are just trying to understand a little bit and find their way.
Sure.
So I offer 30 minutes of free consultation, whether they want to, go with me or not. Again, my message is about education. I am an
Right.
educator before anything else, and I really enjoy this 30 minutes with people when I, they ask me questions, I give them directions, and they try something, and it makes a difference in their work, in their life, and it just makes me so happy to see that.
I want to go back a little bit with Fadia. Fadia is an educator, and Fadia is teaching educators about AI. And I don't know if you've had the opportunity that they had before the Pittsfield School Committee. A man came in from out of town and spoke about curriculum, developing curriculum that's going to be. And I was thinking, watch. I actually interviewed him afterwards. He's a fascinating fellow. But I would also say this. This is really going to be a turn and a huge adjustment for education.
I believe so. Yeah, I believe so. And I think we as educators and community members, like this issue is not just for teachers to discuss or administrators to discuss. This is our children. This is our community. I really believe that we as a community should come together and have a conversation about this.
Yes.
And I think we really need to start looking into education in a different way. Like, imagine with me, if the style of Ali is something that we can provide for our young children.
That's what I'm thinking.
Just imagine the benefit, imagine the curiosity that we can ignite in our children. If they are learning for the love of learning, not just because they cannot get like credits for this and credit for that and a certificate that is not going to take them anywhere. I think as a community now, we really need to have an honest conversation about our curriculum, our assessments, and our data.
Yeah.
Are we really looking into our data and finding and letting our data guide our vision, or we're just collecting information for the sake of collecting information? Are we doing assessments in our school because we need funding from here or funding from there, or to, punish our educators, or we're doing this to really evaluate what's happening on?
Yeah.
Are we igniting the passion for learning because we need a new generation for the new workforce that's going to happen in the future, or we're just doing it checking boxes? I really think we need to have that conversation. BCC and I are planning a summit
Oh,
like the
cool.
one we did before. It's going to be in May,
Oh,
so
cool.
we're setting the stage for it, and it's going to be wonderful. And that summit is about AI in education specifically. You know how we started with AI in general, AI for all, but now it's going to be more specific. And the one I'm heavily involved in now is the one in education in May. And the plan is we're still trying to figure it
Yeah.
out, and I have a fantastic team to work with. But my vision is to bring everyone's voice into it, including the
Excellent.
students. Like, we really need to hear from the students because they are using it. And if they don't have a voice in this, then it's all just going to be, theories, and we're not going to go anywhere with it. So it's going to be a really a one of a kind summit that we're going to have in May here in the heart of the Berkshire at BCC. I look forward to it.
Interestingly enough, you what you're saying, because this morning, I don't know if you saw it on the news, it said that university professors are really upset because freshmen cannot do middle school math, and they're freshmen in like engineering and right now it's time to have that sit down. To have that very serious discussion instead of a lot of the, I don't like the word, but I woke stuff. We really need to now focus in on education and teaching. And interestingly enough, I listened to a podcast last night about learning for credentials or learning for learning.
Right. And
And
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
yes, it was when I heard you talking, I said, "Were you listening in with me last night? I might forward it to you."
That's exactly what I'm talking about, because we have so much passion and resources. We really need to focus on that. I think we waste so much time and talent in our educators and our children as well.
Yes.
The people bring up the calculator example. It's not the same. I think the calculator is completely different from AI, in so many ways. But if we are serious about individual education
Right.
and guiding each student from their starting point and building on their strength and trying to help them with their challenges, so they can get that help and support that they need to excel. I think it's a shame if we don't take advantage of what AI offer in this area.
Exactly.
AI might not be for everyone, not for everybody. It might not please or satisfy everyone. I still, I joke with people and I say, even with all the technology, the book is still my best friend. I cannot imagine life without books. And I always try, like, that feeling of having a book in my hands, it just gives me so much joy. That doesn't take away from the
No.
fact we really need to use technology. They are not competing, they should be working together. And again, I think AI serve in differentiation, in individual learning, to a point where it's absolutely mind-blowing.
Oh.
Data analysis, AI is really good with data analysis. I'm not talking about using AI to, just draft your email or recreate a picture for you or help you organize things or come up with ideas for dinner because your brain is frozen. You don't know what to make. I'm talking about like big things that can actually make a difference in our children's life.
Yeah, and that what they have, what I have read about AI to date is what it can do in the medical community about analyzing and finding out that and you know, to me, why we should use it for the and you know, there's a lot of pushback. And yes, it's like any new discovery. It has good points and it has bad points.
Right.
You know, and I don't care what the new discovery is, they have good and bad. But when I see people that are pushing back, especially when it comes to incorporating it in the schools, that distresses me.
I can see, I can understand that point from so many different points of view
Yeah.
because I've been in education. I am an educator. I've been an administrator. I am a parent. I am in somehow actually old fashioned. And we can have this conversation maybe some other time, but I really truly think that AI is forcing us to go and teach the old fashioned way. But I do understand everyone's point of view, and I understand the environment concerns. I understand the cheating, concerns,
Right.
the authenticity of it. I do understand that, everyone's point of view. But again, I think we
I
have
agree.
to value, we have to talk about the benefits and the challenges, because the human being brain is, I believe, is so fascinated, that to creating AI, we probably can face any challenges that comes with AI if we just put our
I
mind to
think
it.
we, yes. Yeah, and I agree 100% with you that, as I said, there's to every new discovery, there's good and there's bad, and we have to just be able to isolate and inform about the bad.
Right,
I
right.
mean,
And
it's
I know AI is different than any technology we've had before
yeah.
because of the scale of it,
Yep.
and before because of the accessibility. It's something that everyone can just with a touch of a finger can,
Right.
can access. So it's very different. AI is very different from, and that was a question that been, asked during the summit that we had at BCC. Why AI is so different and so huge, and so there's so much fuss about it. But I also, again, I did deliver a workshop. I had the honor of delivering a workshop for Central Berkshire educators. I had, about 100 teachers attend that workshop at Wakona. And I did a survey at the end just because I wanted to get some feedback and I wanted to have an opportunity to answer everyone's questions, and we didn't have much time. So many of the questions were very legit, about cheating, critical thinking, the environment. But there is a conversation about each and every one of these
Yeah.
challenges that we have to have. Not knowing it, not knowing installs fears, and we need to face that by having conversation, speaking up. Every voice should be valued in this, even the voices who are against AI, because actually those are the voices that push everyone to search and
Right.
learn more.
Yeah.
So
I've learned
again,
more
I
from
think we
people who
really need to
disagree
have
with me.
that.
I've learned, I'm sorry to mean to step in. I learned more from people who disagree with me than agree with me. You know, because when you they bring a viewpoint. Now, it can be a legitimate viewpoint or it can, the point is you, the person, has to be able to discern that. And I see I in my what I liked about the BCC conference and is this. It A couple of the people that we were near said, you know, I'm not as afraid of it now as I was before. Now, that was to me, that paid for itself.
That's huge. I
Yeah.
know. I know. And it's very important. Here in the Berkshire, the beauty of it is we're so diverse, and there is no, we're trying to find each other, like Adam and I, and like people who are in the AI field who are trying to educate our community about it. There isn't really one point or like one resource, so we're just trying to find each other here and there. But that's what we hope to do. We really hope to take away that fear of I don't want to touch it because I'm afraid that it's gonna expose someone or like the privacy of myself or people I work with. Teachers' fear is to expose the privacy of their students. There are ways. I just want to, I keep repeating that because there are so many ways to make sure that you are careful and cautious about the private information. There are tools that you can use. There are even ways to ask prompts. You probably did the prompt session with me.
Oh, yes, that was
It's an art, asking AI is an art of
is.
language.
You brought that out so fully, and just for the folks out there, you have to attend these courses. You really do. The prompt is how you ask the question. Now you can say, fill me in on World War II. And you'll be sorry you ever asked it because your computer will explode. But you can tailor it down to give me the exact dates of the Battle of the Bulge.
Right.
I know those are simplistic examples, but we learned, and the Polish princess and I went in there really infantilely educated in AI, and we came out, are we up to par? Absolutely not. But boy, we know so much more than we did going in the door. And I we will we're gonna go, don't take this as a threat. We're gonna go back. I told Adam that when I left. I said, don't take this as a threat that we'll be coming back. And he went, oh no, no.
No, it was wonderful, actually, to be honest with you, Bill. I was very, very happy to see, I when we all settled down and I'm looking around and seeing like the many people who attended that summit and adults who attended that summit, it's so nice to see that the general audience, people who are in our age and older, are coming to learn about this. It's amazing, and it's what makes the Berkshire so unique and so wonderful and vibrant. I think it's the passion that we see in everyone, like coming to learn about it.
And
So
not be you
lovely.
and you and I have to say I love BCC, but they've always done this, and you guys carried the legend through, and that was no question. Nut was too stupid. No, the environment was engaging, informational, understanding. Everybody, I didn't see one person there uptight.
Yeah, and again, like we keep talking about this, and I wish that we can take that experience and those feelings, when you are attending a summit for the love of learning, you have that feeling of being relaxed and curious and not being judged. I really wish that we as a community can have that same experience in every single classroom that we have in the Berkshire.
Oh, that's a
From
good idea.
Central District to Lenox to North End to every single district we have. And I know we do, but I say in every single classroom, imagine if the students don't think that they will be judged by a quiz or a test. It's a very wide conversation that we can have about assessments and cheating, because that's one of the main reasons that some teachers are really resilient about AI. And we, in every workshop I do and every conversation I have, these come up. And here are a few things. Number one,
Hold on,
cheating.
let's take a break and we'll do this after
Okay.
the break.
Let's do that.
I am so I'm having so much fun, I almost lost track of time. We have to take a break. This is 89.7 WTBR FM on your radio dial, and we're simulcasting on PCTV channel 1301. Please stay tuned. AI is the future, and I will make this comment. With the money and the power pushing it, it's not going to stop. It's only going to grow. So we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR FM.
Hey, it's Sean from WTBR FM. Whether you just found this station for the first time or you've been listening for years, you might not know everything about WTBR FM. Want to find out more? It's easy. Just go to WTBRFM.com. You can find full programming schedules, listen to the station anywhere in the world, subscribe to our podcasts, and even learn to create a program of your own. And of course, donate to the station. That's WTBRFM.com. Check it out today.
Greetings, this is John Pollock, host of The Jazz Train, which comes your way every Saturday night from 10 to 11:30. The Jazz Train generally features music recorded on a particular calendar date in years past and provides relevant commentary and discographical details. So why not join me for a ride on the Jazz Train for a weekly musical adventure? Coming to you on 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
You have chosen wisely.
WTBR. And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, we're back. I'm here with just a wonderful person, a wonderful lady, a wonderful educator, and a wonderful expert in AI. And she's the method in her and Adam and the other people who ran the seminar at BCC, they put up with people like me who had all they could do to spell AI when I came in. And I got it right the first time you asked me. But her philosophy is to make everybody aware of it, familiar with it, and not afraid of it. And that resonated throughout the entire seminar. No question was too foolish. No, and the answers were focused. So if you asked about dots, they talked about dots. They didn't talk about the whole scheme of the world of whatever.
Right.
And that's a tribute to you and the people, all of you who put that seminar together. It was so well done.
It was. Thank you for acknowledging that. And I want to just thank you, everyone who took the time to come and attend one of the sessions, whether was it like for Adam or Amy or myself. And BCC team has done a fantastic job organizing it and, welcoming everyone. And it was wonderful. And, back to the point where no question, I apologize about my dog. I think that the main point is for people to be comfortable and not think that their questions are ridiculous or stupid or like everyone knows about this. I'm just going to move because my dog. So I think it is a really good atmosphere that we had for that summit when everyone felt comfortable about asking questions. And that's actually, that's in every workshop I do, I try to bring that ease. Make people feel comfortable asking. And I even tell my, I used to tell my students that questions our world because they make us, they challenge us to think.
Right.
And they challenge us to do more research. So I welcome all the questions. And, you know, my favorite are the one that makes me go and learn more because we all are learning all the time.
And I don't you think, too, that formulating, you call it prompts, but formulating, teaching people to formulate the question, the
right,
prompt,
right, and
also
that's
helps
art.
Them formulate questions in the larger world.
Right, and you know, and that's an art that only someone who's really good at what they do can actually do. During my workshop for Central Berkshire Regional Schools, I mentioned that to the teachers, and I truly, truly believe that, and genuinely believe in it. I said, AI doesn't make you a good teacher. Actually, a good teacher can make AI a good helper.
Oh, interesting. Excellent.
That's the thing, because only a good teacher can draft a good prompt. Only a good teacher know exactly what they're looking for, can evaluate the information and look at it and say, oh, that makes sense. This is really good. No, that's not something that's true, because we need to review. AI can hallucinate and, you know, and make up things. Only a good teacher can do a good prompt and evaluate the results and make sure that it's all right and accurate. So it's not the other way around. AI is not making us good people. We are making AI good helpers for all of us with whatever we do.
I loved what you just said, too. And Adam brought this up. Everybody brought it up. Double check AI. Double, because it can hallucinate and go way off track and make stuff up. And I think, boy, that I read an article about a college prof who picked up on a kid using AI because the stuff wasn't right. Was AI's, you use hallucination of.
That's right. And that's why we need to review. So I think there's a process. So if you think about the big picture, and this is like the administrator in me, just trying to look at the, you know, the big
yeah.
picture. If you look at the big picture, you really, there are steps that you need to do, or we need to do, to get to where we should be with AI.
Yeah.
The first one is learn as much as we can about it. Number two, understand the art of prompting, the way to ask. Number three, actually to have that critical thinking ability and skills to look at that data that AI is going to present and think about and say, that makes sense, or no, that doesn't make sense at all. So for everyone who says, you know, AI is taking critical thinking away from us, I really don't agree. I think somehow, some ways, it's forcing us to be more critical thinking than we used
That's
to
what
be.
I was thinking.
It's yeah, because
forcing us to focus and think critically on what it said.
Right. So it's just a switch in like how we do things. It's just a switch in the order of doing
yeah.
things. I was reading an article the other day about a teacher who stopped doing, assessments the way that teacher used to do it.
Okay.
Because that said, the kids are using the AI, the students are using it, and, you know, the detecting the cheating game is a losing game, in my opinion. Personally, I think it's a losing game.
Right.
I think it's a waste of talent and time from both sides, educators and students. We're better than that. So that teacher started to do this. Here's the assignment. I actually want you to do it using AI.
Wow.
So the educator is asking the students to do the assignment using AI. But at the end, the discussion is about their knowledge of which tools to use and evaluating the outcome. Is there bias? Can you spot bias in it? Do you, you know, can you do research and find out if the information is accurate? Where do we go? What are our resources? Can we work together? Can the students work as a team and do, you know, a presentation on their work, you know, after they're done? Public speaking, you know, presentation skills. So I think education is shifting.
Yes.
It's becoming more individual learning, but it's also back to the skill base. It's not knowledge based anymore because anyone can access any information right. they need at any time. I think education is shifting towards skill based, like what kind of skills our students, our children are having. Are they critical thinkers? Can they collaborate? What is their work ethic? Can they do research? Can they work together as a team? Right. Can they stand in front of people and ask their questions and argue their points? I think that is the old-fashioned way. And this is why I said, you know, a while ago, I said it's actually education is moving a little bit backward where we used to install that in children. And, you know, we shifted it into, you know, standardized tests and MCAS and funding by test results and punishing teachers, you know, based on MCAS results. And I think that shift is, you know, AI is forcing us to do that shift is not totally bad.
No, I don't disagree. That's an excellent argument that you made and a valid argument. I mean, what are we assessing? You know, I used to have a position that every Monday they would bring me in these stacks of printouts. Now, if I lived 25 lifetimes, I couldn't read them. You know, and I would say, what's this pile about? This is whether the meals are being thrown away or eaten. Okay, and that's 300 sheets, you know, print out. Can't we capsulize that into like a page? Oh, no, that can't be done. We assess everything. Peas to green beans. Well...
And that is something really, I'm glad you brought up this example because one of the strengths of AI is actually in analyzing data. So we, you know, it feels that sometimes whether we are in education or any other field, we do lots of collecting information.
Oh, absolutely.
We collect data and we review it, but we do not really have a plan. We don't have a vision. We don't have a solution based on the data that we collected. We often collect data just for the sake of collecting right. data. So one thing I really truly love about AI is its ability, and it's becoming extremely accurate in analyzing the data, finding gaps and challenges. Maybe that's for some, you know, for some people, for some folks, that's where AI stops. Maybe just finding that is enough and then they will come up with a solution. AI can actually make suggestions and find solutions and present it and all of that. And this is why I say it's AI can do lots of things. We should actually decide to what level we want to be engaged, but not based on fear, based on knowledge.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Well, on the peas and carrots or peas and string beans, I said, well, why if we know that they're eating more peas than string beans, why are we buying string beans? Excuse me. And they said, because it's on the purchasing list. I mean,
why is it?
But sometimes it's like ignorance gone to seed. You know, I mean, we'll take it off.
Yeah. The common sense.
Yeah.
You know, we do, you know, we do get into the trap of just following the order just because of following the order without questioning it and doing things because it feels comfortable and, you know, we don't need to think much about it. But It's so beautiful when the human being brains is challenged in this way. And, you know, we talked a little bit about like silly questions or ridiculous questions. I think the silly questions are the most important ones because they're poking our common sense.
Interesting.
Like what you said, why is it in the purchasing order? To someone, this might be like a really silly question. Like, what kind of question is that? It is on the purchasing order. But the question remains the biggest question that needs answer. Why is it in the purchasing order? Maybe there was a good reason for it before. Maybe things changed and it's not a good reason anymore. So being dynamic, being flexible, that is actually like the middle name of AI right now, because using AI and having the flexibility and you know, analyzing data and making plans, we cannot afford to say that we can't change things anymore. We really need to be like all the time evaluating and changing. I look at it, for example, because education is mainly my field, I look at students and how students learn and how they change and how they grow. We need to have a dynamic plan with our children. The way they learn might change. What they learn might change. Their ability, their expression of learning. So AI is really good at that. Being flexible and changing the plan as we go to fit their needs.
Well, you see, with government, what you hear is, we've always done it that way. Well, guess what? We have electricity now. We never had that before.
That's right.
If I heard that, well, Mr. Surgeon, we've always done it that way. Well, we're going to change. Change? I mean,
it's
people.
Hard. It's really hard. It's really hard for people. Like, I went to cut my hair a few months ago and I had a hard time. So I do understand that change is really, really hard for people.
Well, I have a hard time relating to that, but I'll go with you.
No, like
last time I cut my hair was this morning.
Yeah, it looks really good, by the way.
Thanks.
I noticed that you changed it, but it's, you know, I'm very comfortable with change. You know, my background and coming to this country and you know, picking up my career all over again, going back to college and learning a new language, a new life, and how to you know. And learning about the culture in the United States, coming from a completely different country, I used to write right to left. I have to learn how to write left to right and read and all of it. And, you know, going back into the education, getting my degree and my license and all of that, it taught me to be open-minded. It taught me to handle change with ease because you can't go through such transition in your life, changing, you know, culture and language and everything, and not become very flexible in what you do and having an open mind toward it and having a mentality of a learner. You know, you're forced to learn all the time. So change doesn't really scare me, but I do understand that it scares people. I really do.
Oh. Well, they're in a routine. I had a friend that used to say, my routine for getting up in the morning is A, B, C, D, E. If anything interrupts one of those, my whole day's ruined.
Yeah, and routine is safe.
Yeah, it is safe. I think
that's like the change, especially with AI, is just shaking everyone's world because it's changing, it's ever changing and evolving. And it's you know, we need to start changing the way we think about AI if we want to be able to live with it.
And the changing is, it may be bigger than we realize. It's changing like the routine for the men, the first thing in the morning. All right, well, take out why? Because you don't need it. You're shaving and brushing your teeth. You don't have to put shaving first, brushing teeth. And I see people throughout my career, and I've been all over the world. Americans are more, and I say this kind of from a viewpoint of, I was in other countries where they were routine, but Americans, depending on where, can do change, some fast, some slow. What I found is they do change when there's an explanation for the reason for the change.
Right.
You know, like I've helped people implement strategic plans. Now, if you just go in and say, okay, here's the new strategic plan, Baba, you're going to get a lot of pushback.
Right, right. And people have the right to understand the why.
Oh, sure.
The decision.
Absolutely. I agree 100%.
I completely agree with you on this. And I think, you know, taking the time to explain the why behind decisions,
yep,
actually, they, you know, pave the way to a smoother transition,
better
relationship, because that is respect. That's respect. Yeah. When you explain to your team or someone you work with the reason behind the decision, they become partners. They're not just someone who's going to just carry on the plan. They invest in this and they become partners in it and they take ownership of it. And that's why I keep asking for, you know, every district I can reach out to, let me educate the teachers about AI. I will do it. I will even do it for free. If there's a district who can't afford it, I'll do it for free. I just want teachers to feel empowered and feel like they are part of this and feel that they are partners in this. And they're not just someone who will, like, we're going to come with a policy and just throw it at them as we did before. Did it work? I mean, look at our children, their math skills, their reading skills. Are we really doing a good job? I don't really think so. So let's try something else. If this is not working, maybe we should try something else.
Well, and that's isn't that what intelligent people do? You know, if you keep hammering the picture nail in the wall and you keep hitting your thumb, sooner or later you're going to stop because your thumb hurts. But I mean, I see sometimes I wonder, especially about education. I was, you know, when I went to school, it was very rote. But we learned, you know, now I hear, well, we're not going to do algebra because people don't use it. Well, I don't know if that's true, but what I was told many years ago at North Junior High School by a wonderful teacher, Mr. Lyons, algebra makes you use your brain. It makes you think and reason. Well,
yes, it does.
Boy, that you know, I'm no kid because you didn't notice that when I was in junior high, that's a long time ago, and I remember. And now I don't remember where I parked the car. But when I hear all this discussion, cursive's a waste of time. Okay. Maybe, but it's also both dexterity connecting with the brain.
Yeah, I think we really need to have a conversation, like a deep conversation about all of that, our curriculum or extracurricular,
right,
and everything we do in school, because again, I think we need to focus on the skills more than the subjects at this point. What kind of skills? Math teach logic, thinking. Cursive teach resilience, because you need to be so patient when you're doing it, and you need to be so specific and detailed. The concepts are wonderful.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do is, again, try to think about how do we do that in the era of AI and technology,
right,
with a focus on students' interest and strength.
And
not every child is gonna be learning the same materials anymore. Not every child starts with from the first point anyway. So if we really care about education, we and our students and individual learning, we need to take advantage of everything we can take advantage of at this point.
And right now we have to stop, analyze, correct, what we're doing. Because obviously it come out this morning. University students are doing math at middle school level. University. What about the kiddos that didn't go to university? What about the bottom half of the class? What are they going to do? Because if the university kiddos are getting into and only doing math in middle school, what are these kids doing? What's their education level?
Education. Yeah, education. I think we took so many fundamental terms from education. We just
Yes.
throw everything that is not education into it. We do lots of non-education when we are like doing education. I was in a workshop and I mentioned this example about I've left my country over 20 years ago. And I haven't visited much, and I am involved in this in my community in my
Sure.
new home, and I use English a lot. And I still recall, as probably many people here, the songs that I listened to when I was a child, the cartoon shows that I used to watch. Why are we able, the brain, like the study of the brain and how we learn, why are we able to recall information that we didn't hear 30 years ago? How can we recall that and not recall 7 times 9 that we learned a few months ago?
Yeah.
I think it's the passion of learning, building on our strength and doing it indifferently.
Fadi, I could talk to you for hours about this, but I wish you the best. Look, one more time about your workshop at Ali. When is
So,
it?
Ali is going to start. The first session is January 21st. If people go to Ali website or BCC website, they can do like a quick search, Ali. And the courses will probably be out sometime next week if they're not already out there. My session is the only session on my course is the only one on AI. It's 6 sessions every Wednesday morning from 9:30 for 6 sessions.
And I let me just say this, it's worth the investment of your time, because
I absolutely.
it really is. You will leave there questioning, but with answers to go back the following week with more questions. And you
Yeah.
will get, and believe me when I tell you, the atmosphere there is comfortable and educational and informative.
Yeah,
So
I hope people will, get what they're looking for out of it.
understood.
I bring my knowledge in both technology and education into it. I bring my personality, my
Yeah.
sense of humor, and we're all going to have a really wonderful time.
Fadia, thank you so much.
So much.
And
You're welcome.
again, quickly, we got a minute. Your Vision Scholar,
Dot
give
com.
that address.
VisionScholar.com. Look it up, Google it. I will pop up with longer hair. You'll find my email and my contact information, and you will find a button that you can click and schedule a consultation, a free consultation with me.
Well, I won't show up with longer hair, but I will show up being the same old fat bald guy you saw before. Thank you so much for coming on.
You.
My audience, God
Holiday.
bless. And remember, lift somebody up. Don't push somebody down. We're all in this together. Let's try to help each other, not hurt each other. There's enough hate in the world. We don't need to be part of it. God bless. See y'all soon. Thanks, Fadia.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Keep on.